Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I'm your host, Mike O'Mara, along with Buzz Burbank,
hi,
Rob Spiewak.
Aren't you chipper today?
And Oscar Santana.
Hey,
we're here with a fabulous Thursday program, and like we always do on Thursday, it's time to get out the old mailbag, dip our hand inside, pull out some birthday greetings, and read our letter of the week.
Careful.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Birthdays. Brian Young.
Who?
Brian Young, Rob.
Now his middle name, not so. What with the birthday?
Yes, 36 on October 22nd. And he made his wife, Crystal, listen to us while they were on vacation, and she enjoyed it.
How about that?
What a miracle that is. Jesse Ventura fan Andy Poston of Sacramento turned 47 on Saturday, October 29th. Man, it's just we blasted through October, didn't we?
He
was great on the Newhart show.
Tom Poston.
How's that?
How many people know that?
He loves your Jesse Ventura.
Oh, well, that's great. Alex.
Mike, you are so generous with your talent.
Thanks. Alex Dushevsky.
Uh-huh.
Alex Dushevsky turned 35 that same very day.
That's cool.
Isn't that a miracle?
What are the odds of that happening?
His wife, Samantha, turned him onto the show. Now, there is a right-thinking woman.
Hey, I made my wife listen to the show, and she enjoyed it.
Do you know most of the birthdays we have, certainly this week and lately in general, have come to us from women, wives, girlfriends, who are also listening to the show, which is great.
And you know why?
Why?
That's because of your penis. Anyway, Rudy Medina, turned 30 over the weekend. And needs
cold.
A greeting from James Garner. Okay, Buzz, this is Buzz's way of working me to death.
You know what? Really?
You must be exhausted from that Jesse Ventura.
Yeah. How you doing? All right, there we go.
How about, let me give you a challenge that is not so much a challenge, but a labor-saving thing.
Okay.
Starting from the top, you have Jesse, and are there any more requests?
No, just Jesse and James Garner.
How about Mike O'Mara debuts the one-word impression?
Okay,
all right. Give me one word. One word is Jesse Ventura.
All right, there's the word I will use, and sometimes I'll explain the word, is a word from a product that's being sold in Costco right now.
Okay.
And it's a product, it's a snack product that I am unbelievably addicted to, and I have to stay away from when I'm trying to manage my weight.
What is that product?
And I will use Jesse Ventura to tell you what that product is.
The word is?
Poppycock!
Excellent. Okay, now I need...
And they have the chocolate-covered poppycock at Costco.
Now I need one word from James Garner.
Rickets.
And while we're doing it, one word from Bob Barker.
Wonderful.
See, it's the debut of Mike O'Mara's one-word impressions.
Derek Hutchinson turned 30 on Monday of this week. His wife, Sarah, welcomes him to his douchebag 30.
There you go. Welcome.
Nice.
That's funny.
And it's nice that his lover points that out.
Randy Horowitz turns 36 this Sunday, November 6th. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to him from his girlfriend, Brenda.
I wonder if he's going to get a present.
But today is the birthday of Mike from Fairfax.
That's right.
He and his wife, Heather, are looking forward to our road trip shows. Well, good. We've got we're breaking those road trip shows down, and we are putting the tapes together, and the tapes are going to be available to you at a reasonable cost.
Right. May I
coming
just say
up
this?
Before the holidays.
As soon as we clear legal.
You should see the video and also some of the animation that has been done.
Oh, really?
Oh, there's animation?
The opening and closing credits will not disappoint.
I'm going to have to roll over
animations.
There.
Animations.
Hold off, Mike. Be surprised.
Reenactment.
So great.
No.
It's
those
so
days
great.
Are over, remember? anyway, the letter of the week comes to us from Valerie D. Aslund.
I've been there.
Or Ashland.
Or Osland. Or whatever.
Osland.
She'll explain it at some point.
A-A-S-L-A-N-D. Hey, guys. I was standing in... Where's my music?
We have to stand by with the open.
What? Oh, the open.
Because we have but one CD player.
We need
player.
To get you perhaps one more machine.
Yeah,
or maybe you could use his iPod.
Valerie writes.
Join the rest of the world.
Hey, guys. I was standing.
Maybe Oscar could shut his mouth.
Hey, guys.
Equally
now,
likely as a new CD player.
Now stop it. I'm trying to read the mailbag.
No bickering.
You don't start the fighting until the regular show.
That's right, Buzz.
Hey, guys. I was standing in line at a dealership service department here in Charlottesville. I love Charlottesville, incidentally. I'd like to get down there again. Oh. And the owner of the dealership saw my TMOS shirt.
Uh-huh.
He asked if y'all were on another station since Don retired. Don did not retired. Don is working out in Sacramento.
Oh.
I told him that you had a podcast now and that he could download it and listen to it whenever he wanted to. Turns out he's been a fan since the WAVA days, but didn't know about the podcast. On my way out the door, I slipped him a piece of paper with the web address so that he and his wife, also a fan, could check out your show. Hopefully, this will add to the listenership and help keep you around for a very long time. My mom has already told me that I am getting a VIP 2012 for Christmas.
Hey.
I love it that it's Christmas present.
Isn't it great?
That's good.
Thank you, Mamo.
No VI penis envy here. It's one of the best parts of my day when the brats are in bed and I can just sit back and enjoy your show.
That's
that is a
nice.
Great
Very
letter.
Kind.
Nice. Keep up the great work. Valerie Osland. Yes, she gave me the pronouncer on it. And yes, I have a blast with telemarketers with this last name. Guess that's what I get for marrying a Norwegian.
An Osland.
So it's Osland.
Osland.
Thank you very much, Valerie Asland. We appreciate that.
And Mike, where do you buy all your ass?
Asland!
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
This is so hard. I mean, there's nothing easy about this. Mm-hmm. You know, this is like, you know, when you're getting your legs waxed and they whip that thing off real fast. What I need is $100,000.
Oh, oh, brother.
All right, let me just explain really what that entails.
I bought it all the way, by the way. He's not kidding.
Harky, our entire budget for the entire year is $15,000 for everything, and that includes swimming.
Well, I don't have any swimming in my
show. No, I mean the pool. We have to keep up the pool. That's right. Everything the entire year is $15,000.
We have a manager.
So what I'm understanding here, and I'm left with zero. I can't do anything with it. This is my life here we're talking about. We're not just talking about, you know, something else. We're talking about my life, you know, and it's forcing me to do something I don't want to do, to leave. To make a clean cut here and say, no way, Corky, you're not putting up with these people. And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people. That's what you are. You're just bastard people. And I'm going home and I'm gonna bite my pillow is what I'm gonna do.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
We're all the way around the world, if you didn't know that. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeOMaraShow.com.
Baby's good to me.
It is Thursday, November 3rd, 2011, and we are over 10 million downloads, still growing every single day. Our show today brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page, where you'll find the new Kindle Fire.
Fire.
And we always talk about Amazon because it is the best way to support the show.
Mm-hmm.
If you know somebody who's new to the program, give them that little Amazon tip that we always
Love
like
it.
To give you, which is go through our show to buy anything you want on Amazon, and we would certainly appreciate it. You save money and support the show at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. On the program today,
yes.
We're very, very excited to talk about all girls being pigs. It's just a new theory that I want to throw out
girls.
To the round table.
Nice.
No, the girls, the all it girls nowadays are pigs, in my humble opinion. There are only two of them, so don't worry
the
about it.
The it girls.
I really don't talk about politics per se during the round table part of this.
Right.
But we got to cover, it's too big a story not to talk at least a little more about Herman Cain today.
Right.
So we're going to talk about that because
sure.
I think the guy is just a douche.
Pretty smooth.
Yeah, I
like really
him.
Do.
Well handled.
A delicate email dilemma.
I want to hear this.
And I'm going to leave with that today.
Okay.
Oscar bids farewell to Donald. We'll talk to him about that.
Sad.
Rob Spiewak with his, he doesn't even know I'm doing this.
What?
With the Iowa political update.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, good.
And let me see. And just a little thought that I jotted down at the end of my show prep today. Please, from the bottom of my heart, don't share your wound on Facebook.
I can't believe you wrote that down.
I don't
I'm
need,
so glad you
I don't
said
need
this.
To see people's wounds
and you know,
on Facebook.
I
did you
it.
See the foot? Was
I saw,
it the foot?
And no, the
this,
hand.
This was a hand caught in a
right.
door.
Yeah.
Oh, and
I looked at it, and I'm like, dude, I could give a rat's ass that you've got like an oozing pustule that you want to share
and
on
the
Facebook.
Caption, the caption was, you should have seen it before it popped.
Yeah.
Ah!
Oh, it was disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz and I saw the same one.
I right. used to be upset about people that post pictures of food.
Uh-huh.
Post all the sirloins you want.
That's right.
Right. But don't put wounds up there.
No wounds.
I saw a misshapen foot that looked like something from Jackie Gleason's makeup test.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It was horrible.
And the fact is,
shades of purple.
Look, and I have every right to say this because Facebook is now a form of my quality entertainment that I've enjoyed for a couple of years.
Right.
And I don't want to see somebody's thumb that got smashed and has pus coming out of it because you are so self-absorbed, you narcissistic hump, that you think we ought to look at that.
I agree.
I don't want to see that.
I put a picture when I put a nail through my big toe.
You, my boy, are a public figure.
Oh.
I am sorry.
Celebrity exemption.
No, that's true.
Hold on.
If you do 20 minutes on a radio show.
Yeah. Well, Oscar did a half an hour. No, but Oscar did half an hour on his injury.
Yes, he did 40
on the
minutes.
Show. People asked to see
that's
it.
True. Right.
They
that's
demanded.
True.
It.
That's
that
fair.
Is a big difference okay. between fair. That. That is because you talked about your cactus staph infection hand. People were curious to see it.
Yeah, you are the exception.
Because you are doing a radio program.
Well, aren't they playing a bar in Manassas this week, cactus staph infection? Get your tickets early. This is a good show.
We don't want to see some rando's hand.
No, you're right.
Because he shut it in a door.
You're very, very right.
All right. Now, this is a better segue, so I'll segue into this.
Okay.
And please respect me on this because this is delicate.
How many times have you started a segment with please respect me?
I am very concerned.
Don't be.
And I have to say this very delicately because in the event that I don't, feelings could be hurt and I could come across as a giant a-hole.
Do you use that same line when you're about to make love?
Yes,
please
every time.
Please respect me.
But, every time.
But then, Oscar, it's please respect me before, during, and after.
And then the crying starts.
Every time I'm about to climb on Carl, I say that's the right. same thing. And believe me, it is, she's terrified. But anyway, there he is, Mark Gronick. Hey, look what he's got in his hand.
It's a charger.
It's a charger.
Apple charger.
Oh, great.
Would you like to come clean?
Come clean.
Do you know there's a theory around the room, Mark, that you are the charger thief?
That there's a shoebox at your house full of Apple brand chargers.
You, first of all, you are very protective of your chargers. Mm-hmm. And all the chargers I've ever had here, and RJ's and Oscar's and Rob's and Buzz, they all seem to go missing.
There's a theory.
So do you have like a big shoebox full of chargers?
I don't actually, but are you missing yours? Is that why you're saying
I am, yes.
Yours
yes.
is
that's
up.
It. And you see, Mark knows me so well that he knows immediately that that's the only real reason I'm bringing it up.
No,
because I haven't had a charger for a month.
He's mostly concerned about my missing charger, let's be honest. Because
okay.
Mike is about others.
Okay, Columbo, what
unlike
do you got?
You, Rob.
Yeah.
Right.
Mike, we're a good team.
Yeah.
I brought it upstairs when I stayed late here to help you with your computer.
Okay, so it's upstairs?
Yeah.
But just the little knob is upstairs, right?
No, the cord is upstairs. I believe the knob should be somewhere on the table.
Okay.
I pulled it out of the socket that was right here.
Hey, RJ, can you go get the cord? I think you know what it is because you were – and RJ and Mark did some great work in the computer. I bitch about the computers in this house all the time, and I got to give props
progress
out.
Progress was made
I have to give props out with – you know, I know progress was made for the computer I use upstairs, and they're going to use the old computer down here now for using on the show.
Is it not like the Tonight Show when a guest would come out, every computer is going to move one seat down on the couch?
That's right.
And ultimately Ed McMahon will be recording
I will
the show.
Tell you this.
The late Ed McMahon.
I believe – we have enough now. I believe we have enough computers.
I think so.
I think we're covered in the area of computers.
I want a couple.
Now. I'm looking in here. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, five. Mm-hmm. We have five in this studio. I think we're doing fine.
I think so, too.
Five computers. Thank you very much.
Oh,
thank
there's the string.
I appreciate that. I'll try to plug that in at some time when I'm not talking. But anyway, it's, I think the... Oh, thank you.
And
thank
also,
you.
Where's the knob?
Thank you. I'll plug it in now. It.
Wait, the knob. Nope, right here. Isn't this it?
The knob or the there's converter.
There's the nodule.
Yep, there it is.
There's the nip. Is that the right converter for it?
Yep.
Yes, that will convert electrical power into USB 2 power.
Nobody's understanding what I'm saying right now.
Why not?
So you were saying.
Delicate email dilemma here.
Yes.
And I'll show this to you guys after the show. I will not discuss in detail what I'm talking about on the show because I really, if it's true, I'm getting emails from a source that has a description of a name and a person that obviously has gone through some sort of major health problem.
Oh, this has been going on. For a little while.
About 2 weeks.
And 3 weeks. You've mentioned it to us off air before. Yes.
I don't know the name of the individuals.
You're not
the
sure
problem
who it
is. The name that it is sent under is not the same name that the email is written by.
Mm.
The emails are extraordinarily generic. There are first names only. There's a last name on the female's name, but I can't identify
now,
it.
Just so
and it's not the last name of either of the persons with the first name that I know personally.
Just so we know, the last time those of us in the know have been told about this, the descriptions in the email were...
Have you guys been getting them too?
No. But you told us about it a couple weeks ago.
Off the air.
Yeah, and the descriptions, though vague, have been grim, and the kind of descriptions that you would want to reply to and offer comfort, because it's not good.
You know that I know that name, and I know a couple of guys with that name.
Right.
The fact
the
is,
first name.
I haven't heard a last name. That's all it would require.
Well, what about
and I really have no clue. You know, I don't know these people well enough to know family members, to know.
Well,
I really
the
don't.
The email is something to the effect, and I'm not
very generic.
I'm paraphrasing because we talked about it 2 weeks ago off there,
uh-huh.
where it's if, hey, so-and-so is sick. He doesn't have that much time left. But
no,
this
it's
is
not like
there.
That. It's
no?
more like this is he's out of ICU.
Okay.
He's actually beginning to talk.
A good.
You know,
oh,
that
wow.
type of thing there. That's all the detail
updates,
I want to
give. But you're not sure who. Have you been
I
copied?
Just don't know, and I'm frustrated
and
as well because I don't want to reply because I think it's rude.
Is this email copied to other people? Have you looked at
it seems
names?
Like it.
Okay,
just
do you
ignore
see,
it.
Can you look at other names to see if there's anybody you recognize?
Yeah, if you
I've
reply,
done all that.
You've hit reply all and see who comes up?
No, I haven't done that.
If you hit reply all and you'll see who's on that email chain, and maybe that can help you put it together.
Okay.
The way you screwed yourself is if the first one, when it arrived, if you could have just replied at that time, pardon me, but who is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then you would have been okay. But the problem is you've gotten several since.
Mike.
And now it's awkward if you do that.
You are a celebrity.
Right.
You don't have time for this.
Shut up, Oscar. Oscar's such a douchebag.
And also, wouldn't this be a great episode?
I'm not a great douchebag.
Wouldn't this be a great episode of The Twilight Zone if it turns out the emails were about you?
But here, this leads to the question.
Oh, my God. That's
stop.
So
picture, if you will.
The question is, is this done?
Mm-hmm.
Is this done just for random? There's so much weird
crap
that goes on.
Do you think someone's fishing for Nigerian money?
I think maybe.
Don't know.
I don't know.
Because I've been
know.
Hit by a lot of broads lately that say that
but
they want to meet
is,
me.
This is where I will be racked with guilt if I'm able to connect the dots on this. What was that?
He said he'd been hearing from a lot of broads lately who want to meet up with him, and I said those can't be real.
Can't be real.
No. No.
Totally I've got fiction. An idea.
I only date women with proper grammar.
One, you search the name within your friends.
I asked a direct question, but of course no one wanted to answer
I don't think it's a scam.
No.
I right. think it's a wrong number, you know,
or
wrong
someone,
email.
Someone is using...
When Shemp, Curly, and Mo are going at it, I can't get my questions
Someone
answered.
Is using that Facebook page to just share information about someone they think you know.
This is regular email.
And also, you don't have...
No. This is regular email.
Is this your real Ooh. Email address?
Yes.
Okay, well, Facebook. You don't have that listed on your Facebook.
Right.
And it's not the kind of thing that someone's going to... get by a missed keystroke.
Do you have other friends or acquaintances?
I think it's someone who knows you.
Yeah. You could ask.
And I think you need to...
It can make me feel worse.
I think
not
you
a
need
friend.
To, I think you need to swallow it and say...
Yeah, you got to write back.
Forgive me for asking, but I need to know who this
Either
is.
That
or I can go with Oscar's original plan.
And ignore it.
Just really wait.
This is what I'm leaning towards.
Well, you know what else is a good plan is Oscar plan plus... You know, an addendum, which is
what was that?
Plus an addendum, send flowers to the funeral.
There is no death involved.
Yeah,
right. Yet
this person is recovering.
How many people have your private email?
I don't know.
Do you give it out like it's just
no?
You know, candy
the answer,
on the
Oscar,
no. Halloween.
Three people.
Three.
Okay,
only
and don't
three.
Make don't talk about my private email like that because then it's going to make it a quest.
What?
Okay. Consider
why?
A silence.
So people can send you something and not get a reply like we do? No, I'm kidding.
Oh,
it's
man.
Simply a joke.
I reply to you on a regular basis,
Mike.
Dick.
It's a brutal way off.
RJ, sit up straight. RJ, sit up straight.
It's a joke.
You're thin now. You don't need to sit like you used to. You were sitting. Sit like you were sitting before. Sit like you were sitting
Go
before for momentarily.
Previous.
No, just lean back.
Get comfortable.
Look at that. He was sitting like Santa Claus a minute ago.
It's a diagonal hedge.
Right. When you sit
wrong?
Like that, I've never seen a man, even in your current state of weight loss, that can use a chair like a cot. Like you, you can take that
practice,
is
Mike.
That is an
practice.
Office chair that you have turned into because he's tiny.
I would take three of these chairs. Line them up and sleep during my off hours on my third shift on them.
Yeah, and you know what? Sometimes during his on hours, too.
Yeah, I can't
pretty
do
much a miracle
daytime.
That you're unemployed. Anyway.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Mike.
But my pleasure.
Someone call Human Resources and send them two more task chairs.
Well, I'll let you know how it goes, but I
Please.
Am dying of curiosity.
So really,
that's the only reason I want
to write back.
Your plan A and plan B now are either bite the bullet and write back
yes.
or do nothing. What are you leaning
I'm
towards?
I'm going to do that thing you suggested, that reply.
Yeah.
I don't have to send
anything.
First
of all, no. Right. Hit reply all.
Reply all?
See,
I know.
Yeah.
I'm not,
sorry.
I'm not that dumb.
Just got this email. I haven't checked this email in
I've
a
been
while.
Out of
is
the state.
Okay?
Right, right,
right.
I just
if
checked
I say
my
everything
email.
Is okay, I'm going to get first names. Uh-huh. And with supreme respect to people if they are going through a difficult time.
Yeah.
Leave me out of it.
Give me some detail.
Yes, this is true. Yeah.
With names.
But right. Also, you know, if you have, I mean.
I look, anytime you get, you know what it's in its worst form, it would be the news, the family newsletter.
You get in a
Christmas card. You know, Pete's doing great. Maggie just finished her second. I don't know who the frig you are.
I know.
Right.
I know that feeling.
You know, and I just because I sent somebody a Christmas card that I worked with seven stations ago, you know, doesn't mean that I know about, and I give a rat's ass about Maggie completing her sophomore year.
Or that you even like them.
And exactly. Thanks for nothing.
And do you know what I mean?
I do.
The
I
newsletter.
Say you're not compassionate. Yeah. Let me tell you.
No, you know what? You're calling me not compassionate. This is.
He is.
You talk about people that. I just
they
think
make it
people,
all about them.
They make it really all about them.
You're complaining about somebody sharing information with you about somebody surviving.
No, I say, and you know what?
No, I'm saying I'd like to know because I feel like I'm not doing my job if I know. All I need is the information I haven't got. I need one last name.
Okay.
And if I get a last name, I'd know who I or maybe
I would
I
say I would say there is still a chance. There is still a chance you shouldn't even be getting these emails. One missed keystroke.
Right.
It could be someone that's like a business associate.
Right.
And if they do an email chain and they keep
to
updating
yeah.
it, you could be
a
on
a daisy chain.
But also
human centipede.
The person they're at fault. If you have an email address that doesn't indicate
throw that
who
in
you
any
are,
conversation, you always get human. Centipede.
Part two is out.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, number two.
And part three is coming.
If you have an email address that has no indication of who you are in real life and you're trying to communicate real information, that's stupid. I mean, your email address should tell you who you are.
All right, so we'll find out. I'll keep you posted because I'm actually going to do some due diligence today and see what happens. Programming note before we take a break here is on the bonus hour this week, it's naughty, naughty, naughty. Can anybody tell me about this book that we're talking to the author of? What is the book? Nobody knows.
No, I know. It's a calendar.
Diaries? Only a little, yes.
It's a calendar.
Oh.
It's going to become a book.
It's currently
tell
a calendar.
Tell me more. You're the one that knows this Buzz Babe, Rob.
Right.
This is the Buzz Babe that Rob has lusted after.
And his dad, especially.
But only for 3 years.
Yeah.
It's a calendar. It is called Snowflakes, No Two Alike.
Uh-huh.
And it celebrates the difference that women have from woman to woman.
Uh-huh. Down there.
Yes.
Down there. Yes.
So it's pictures of down there.
And we will each get a calendar today.
It's really?
Like yes.
Which is great because, you know.
Might want to leave that around for the girls.
Yeah.
You
know, they'd love that.
You know, it's really tough sometimes to hang a calendar, but this is great. This one has plenty of holes in it. So you'll,
God. So what's the author's name?
Jim.
Jim will be. So the photographer's name is Jim.
No last name.
And we will be.
We have the information.
I'll look it up for you.
We will be starting the bonus.
Tease it in this show.
We will be starting the bonus hour talking about that this week. That's tomorrow. So if you like the Vagine, then I urge you to listen to tomorrow's bonus hour, and then we'll move on to body parts and all those wonderful. It's kind of a repeat of what we've done before. But
nice.
You know, I'm running out of ideas.
No.
Anyway.
Calendar. We got visual aids.
Yeah, we got visual aids. Hey. AIDS. We'll take a break.
Much.
We'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
B-A-B-E-B, B-I-Bicky-Bi-B-O-Bo, Bicky-Bi-Bo, B-U-Boo, Bicky-Bi-Bo-Boo. C-A-Say, C-E-C, C-I-Sicky-Si-C-O-So, Sicky-Si-So, C-U-Soo, Sicky-Si-So-Soo. D-A-Day, D-E-D, D-I-Dicky-Di-D-O-Do, Dicky-Di-Do, D-U-Do, Dicky-Di-Do-Do.
Harmony.
You're listening to the Three Stooges. See what kind of comedy you're missing here, Oscar?
Yeah. Amazing. It's like the Hangover 3.
Yeah, try clearing your throat.
Sorry, I'm dying.
Thank you.
Apologize.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. We talk about it all the time. We talk about how much fun it is. And we talk about how I look at Rob and I look at RJ shrinking every single day. And I see you've got another new shirt on today, Mr. Diaz.
Yes, I do. This is, as Oscar called it, my Miami RJ shirt.
Oh,
yes.
This is your Miami RJ. Oh, shoot.
Good
stuff. Wait not.
Well, sure.
855 Wait Not or 855-934-4486 or go to waitnot.com. We talk about it all the time. And one of the things that Rob and I were both hip to by our friend Stephanie, who works with Wait Not, was the fact that A lady was talking about the benefits of being on a program. Turn that down.
I can't. Yeah,
take it.
I can't.
Turn it off.
I can't concentrate.
Jesus Christ, Rob.
People just don't like music.
She was talking about the fact that one of the nice things about Wait Not is you can talk to a Wait Not counselor over the phone. People have talked about doing this long distance.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. And they do. A lot of our listeners all over the country contact Wait Not. You don't get the lecture. You don't get the pesky little weigh-ins if you don't want them. You can get as much out of these counselors as you want. You can do the program, and you can do it on your own. They give you the tools. Yeah. They give you the support network. They give you the advice. But you don't have to hassle with the meetings and la-di-da-di-da. For me, that's always been a real big turnoff.
For the first time, I'm doing a diet program where they treat me like a grown-up.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I've done a lot of them. But you know what? And if you want support, if you want a call, they're there.
All the questions you have will be answered, all of them, and they will handle that for you. The fact is, it's just not the way I look at Wait Not, and this is a successful business model for them, as well as a successful diet program for you. Wait Not does not burden you or them with the extra, I'm sorry, I have to call it BS, that surrounds it.
Bells and whistles.
The information you want. You need a counselor. You got some questions. You need some motivation. There's somebody there that can help you at all times. They can do that.
Not only that.
But if you don't need it and you don't want it and you're cruising along on it, you know, enjoy the program. Here it is.
And also the online forums. Any question you have is not only already been asked, but answered 10 times.
Cool. Right
at your computer. And, you know, I hit a milestone today.
Oh, yeah.
39.8 pounds, but I'll call that 40.
Yeah.
40 pounds. 40 pounds. 40 pounds. Rob Spiewak, congratulations. Wait Not, 855. Wait Not, 855-934-4486 or waitnot.com. Unbelievable results. You can believe
that's 8 bags of sugar.
And, that is.
We thank them for that.
Also, my dinner last night.
So I was talking about I will get back to you as far as that email dilemma. But
yeah,
the fact is, the other thing I wanted to talk about was this Herman Cain thing, which we have not covered at all on the show, but it is part of the news today. Mm-hmm. And I look at politics as spectator sport, and my only question would be, does he survive this? That's the main question.
Not a chance.
You don't
he
think
he doesn't
so?
Have? No. I don't think he has.
Excuse me.
The resume to actually. Look, people say that the election's a year away, but I think at the end of the day, the cream will rise to the top. And unfortunately, it's not even that great, as we mentioned yesterday during the audio vault, that, you know, that if this is all that the Republican Party and really overall,
the best and the brightest,
it's just sad.
Yeah. Incidentally, RJ, I know you do that on purpose. I know you like attention, and I know you like to get attention because you have done it. If you weren't doing it on purpose and letting your phone ring in there where we could hear it, I believe you do it on purpose. That's next to Herman Cain.
I thought it was on mute.
Does RJ let his phone ring on purpose?
No, and will RJ be the next Republican candidate for the United States?
I certainly hope so.
PR power, my friends.
Yes, we need a Puerto Rican in the race.
Now, if you look at the presidential candidates like a driver's license, and if you get a ticket, if you get a demerit, you get minus points. And you can, you know, build up plus points with time, experience. Buzz has told me you can take a class to get plus points.
That's right.
But Herman Cain does not have enough plus points to balance the demerits that he's got, and there's not enough time to build them up either.
I think you
if
guys
he had come out, I'm sorry, Buzz, real quick. No, sure. If he had come out of the chute with nothing against him, plus the fact that he's an outsider and all the fresh face stuff that has been attached to him as a good thing, maybe he has a chance. But now, what, a third lady has come out? Mm-hmm. There's no way he can undo this in a year.
Well, you know what pisses me off, though, watching this coverage this morning was, I guess, the second lady who made the biggest noise is now saying she doesn't want to be another Anita Hill.
Right.
Okay, way to put it in the exact same, you know, mentioning an African-American man. You know, if you were sexually harassed and you came forward to start with, bitch. Then come forward and say who you are, because you owe it to that. You've put this man, you know, if this man is in this situation and he's a screw up and he's a dick,
and
God damn it, lady, don't come out and then go, well, I don't want to. Yes, I do. Yes, I don't want to. You know, you owe it to other women that he might have done this to come forward, because you were the first one to come forward.
She's a C-tease, a Cain tease.
It's terrible. And I'm as mad at her now as I am at him, because I think he might be this scumbag. And if he is, let the facts come to light.
Don't you want to see if she's hot?
I do.
Of course. Is the pizza business or the restaurant tour business as scummy as the radio business is?
No. Let me make all business. Let me make very clear what business this man was in. And I, in my days of being slightly overcompensated, and I mean slightly, I used to hobnob with these guys.
Really?
These are not restaurant people. These are not the Godfather's pizza. This is a lobbying group.
Sure. Ooh.
These are lobbyists, and these people...
And that was his entree into politics.
These people believe, and make no mistake about it, I met tons of them, and they believe they are the sun gods. They believe they are the ones that make
power
Washington
brokers.
Work, and to a certain extent they
are.
They
do.
So this guy was just running a trade organization, which, are you know, that's the big business of Washington, D.C.
Yes.
You drive through McLean, every third house is going to be a lobbyist house.
Yeah, sure.
And what they do is they influence legislation so people can make money. That's the way Washington works. And a lot of people just hear lobbyist and they don't even know what the term means.
I want to respond to a couple of things I've heard here about the women playing footsie with, well, I'm going to come forward, I'm not going to come forward.
Only one.
Part of that is a legal maneuver. I think one of the things her lawyer wants to prove is that Herman Cain has already violated that confidentiality agreement that she signed so that she can go ahead and talk. I think she'd like to talk, but I think they're playing footsie and being careful because they don't want to be the first to violate that confidentiality.
That seems weird that they're sending their statement to the Restaurant Association.
Yeah, well, the NRA is handling. Yeah, the National Restaurant Association is handling all of that. As far as can Cain survive, I agree with you guys that I don't think he can, but I heard an analyst say something intriguing this morning, and that is that if these women are not able to present anything more than the vague allegations they've already made, that he might very well survive this. Especially since he's gone on the offensive now.
Who hasn't had a couple of drinks and gotten horned up?
Yeah, well, I mean,
not everyone runs for
president.
But
you know what? And they were talking about it today. If he'd come out immediately and said,
yeah, it's how he's handled
it. Ain't no problem.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Right. What happened was...
He lied.
What happened was I touched her breast inappropriately.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I went on and, you know, who knows?
Right, right. He's handled it badly. We all agree on that.
All right. And the
that
handled her badly.
Well,
too.
We'll see what happens to old Herman Cain. The way he was yesterday just pisses me off.
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of...
It's just such BS.
It's lying.
Great hats.
Yeah, he's just so full of crap.
Great hats.
He is. Just
and
the way he
put
behaves
the meat under the cheese.
Yeah.
All right, so now in a major news story today, the Exodus, as we like to call it.
Yes.
Donald is leaving Oscar Santana's world.
God.
What are you going to do now?
Yeah.
I mean, I believe that you're going to have the hangover of your singledom. It's going to hit you.
Yeah.
Donald has been replacing the women in your life.
What's your cause?
Well, yes, because I went to dinner last night alone, and I had a couple drinks at the bar alone.
Uh-huh.
And he posted it on Facebook.
Yeah.
He checked in.
Yeah. And I came home, and I knocked on Donald's door because he left a big note on line paper like with a little kid.
Right. Goodbye!
It said, goodbye, Oscar! With an exclamation point. And I'm like, did he leave already? Because he was set to leave on Thursday.
Right.
So I knock on the door. I hear nothing. And I have my set of keys that I had given him.
Yeah.
They're hanging inside my house.
Oh, dear.
And I'm like, oh, my God, he's left.
Yeah. Wow. Shed a tear.
No, I got a beer out of the fridge. And I said, well, that's that. And I was sad. And then like an hour later, I'm on the phone and I hear. I'm like, Donald's home. Yes. Yeah. So
I finally got the sad music. It's been a long time since I played the sad music.
Yeah. I run to the door and I'm like, Donald, Oscar? And I said, Donald, I banged on this door like an hour ago. Where were you? I was taking a nap. And I said, all right. Yeah. You're still here, clearly. So we talk for a little while. He shows me all the stuff he's packed up, which is basically nothing. and then I give him a big hug, and I say, I'll see you in the morning to say goodbye.
Uh-huh.
And I wake up this morning, and Donald, before I even open the door, he's already there. Like, and I had just literally been running around my apartment, so I didn't even hear... He was just waiting at the door.
Aww.
And he was in his pajamas.
Rob, you should find some appropriate sad music for Donald leaving.
And I see him. He goes, oh, I was just going to knock on your door. And I said, I see that, Donald. And he said, today is the day of Exodus.
The goodbye girl. The day of Exodus. The day of Exodus. How sad was it? I mean, this is like your grandfather. How many years have you been? It's a couple of
years.
Right? 3 years.
Yeah, this is going to be the third year.
Wow. You have been dealing with Donald.
Third year. Yeah.
And do you know what?
In the last year, we've gotten very close.
Mm-hmm. Is he moving to a facility that's closer to you?
He's about 2 to 3 miles away.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all. Probably never see him.
You will visit. I bet you visit.
I'll bet you do.
When I thought he left last night, I was like, I'm going to go this Sunday. I'm going to find him. I'm going to see him.
Good man.
But then I was...
Is he going into an assisted living or is he using going into a home?
He's going to an assisted living home.
Oh, an assisted... All right, so
that's the same thing.
Well, not really. Mm-hmm. See,
they
my
do
mom,
it in degrees now.
My mom lives at a place, but she has her own apartment. She doesn't have anybody come and see her.
No.
She comes and goes as she
like,
pleases.
He doesn't have anything of his own. Like, this is like public housing. That's where he's moving into.
So he's going to have like a nurse and stuff like that?
Yeah, he's going to have physical, like, you know, a physical therapy.
Right.
And he's going to have somebody there.
So I asked Rob for some sad goodbye music. What is this? What the hell are you
It's called goodbye. I don't have the goodbye
this
girl.
Is perfect.
I'm sorry.
No, I mean anything goodbye. But this
is called goodbye, and this is very sad.
So then I give him a big hug. I said, Donald, I gotta pack my stuff up before I leave work, but I'll say goodbye again before we leave. Okay. And I was reminded that it's best that Donald leave, because it's funny you even mentioned it today. Donald, like not 3 minutes later, comes over and goes, and bang, bang, bang. Oscar, I need your help. And I'm like, great. Like, what happened now? So I walk out.
Is there part of you that's relieved?
Yes, because what happened this morning after you gave me the shtick, Oscar, today's the day of Exodus. And I'm like, who says that except for a 78-year-old man?
And then
I said, I look over, I open the door, and I see Donald, and he's got his arm out like a little kid, and he had ripped like a chunk of skin off his arm.
What?
No.
Yeah,
because they have paper-thin skin.
Yes.
Put that
people.
On Facebook.
Yeah, and I said, Donald, that's not good. He goes, I know, I can't put the bandage on. Can you help me? And I'm like, you couldn't leave any sooner. Like, literally.
What did he do?
So, they have paper-thin skin. These old people. God bless them.
What are you playing now?
Theme from Exodus.
Karate and Teicher, Mike. Right.
So
I can never tell them apart.
Okay. Donald was reaching for an envelope because he was going to pay his bills before he left. I don't know what the hell he's doing. And he pulled his arm up, and he had such paper-thin skin, it scraped his arm open.
Oh dear.
Yeah, so I said... And meanwhile, Donald's bleeding, and he's got, like, a rag on there. I'm like, what are you doing? So I sit him down like a little kid.
Are there any family members around?
No,
it's just
me and him.
How is he getting over to the home?
Oh, he's like... The good for nothing nephew's coming.
His good for nothing.
The GFNN, Mike.
That guy who gave me the sweaty ball handshake.
Oh, that guy.
So whatever. So I sit him
Cletus
down.
Bryce. How old is the nephew roughly? Do you know?
He must be almost 40.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
But he looks homeless. So I put Neosporin on. I bandage him up. I said, Donald, you have to be careful. He goes, I know, Oscar. When I get to the home, I'll have a nurse look at it. And I'm like, Donald, give me a hug. And I give him a big hug.
Right.
And then I just went my merry way. And
how emotional was it? Was it
emotional
at all?
It was sad. Yeah. That's the closest to a grandfather I've ever had.
Yeah. Oh, that's
sad. Well, he's still around.
Not for long.
So who's moving into Donald's apartment? Do you know?
No one. Now
it's
just myself and the
Mike.
Chick upstairs. And
the Chinaman.
It.
What's that?
The Chinaman's upstairs.
She's a Chinaman.
No. She's not a Chinaman. She's a white chick.
I thought she was
a Chinaman.
I said, a Chinaman will probably move in, and then we can make fun of him for a while.
So any prospects? Do you get a feel for, like, who's going to move into the new condo next to you?
No. I would think that it's going to be a lot of young professionals because it's going to be kind of a hip place to live.
Well, you're there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It starts with you.
Do you really believe that?
Yeah.
Ideally, what would you like?
It just doesn't look hip from the outside.
When you see it again, you will be shocked.
Really?
Yes.
I've never been inside. I've only dropped I've only dropped you off drunk like several times.
Yeah.
Like,
they've got a disco ball now.
Every time he drops me off, he's like, "You gotta move, man. What
it's
are you
dark.
Doing? What are you doing?
It's
you gotta move.
It's literally there's not a lot of sunlight.
I figure there's gonna be one or two neighbors on my floor, not the chick upstairs, but that are gonna hate me. So then we can just do shtick about them for a while.
You know, it's interesting when you mentioned American Horror Story. If American Horror Story was an apartment building. It might look like Oscar's building.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, it's depressing.
I mean, how old is your
scary
building? When was your building built?
1938.
See?
Wow. Perfect.
Does your building have gargoyles on it?
No. But
it
has Donald always says, he goes, whatever happens, when I get to the other side, I'm going to come haunt you. And I'm like,
oh,
wow.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Hey, at any point, at any point, did your building host the door to the Temple of Gozer?
No, but it is old, and I will tell you, it is creepy at times.
Right.
Because it looks like a bomb shelter. Like,
have you ever investigated? I mean, people don't do this when they live in an apartment, Billy. You do this when you have a house. Mm-hmm. I haven't even done this with my house, but I tried the other night. I was trying to look at old photographs to look at the history of the house to find out if anything has ever happened in the house. Have you ever done that with the apartment building?
That. Oh. Just 2 weeks ago, I came home, and somebody was eyeballing the apartment, and I was like, would you like to see inside? It was an older lady.
Right.
And she must have been almost 80. And
the back of her head was gone.
She was there with a younger man, which happened to be her son. She said, I used to live here in the 1950s.
Wow.
My son had just moved to the D.C. area with his family. I wanted to come see my old place.
Huh.
And it just happened that I pulled up, and I walked her through, and she said, you know, we never used to go in the basement. And that's where I live, by the way.
That is really just like American Horror Story.
You live in the basement?
I used to live in the basement.
Okay, but you don't anymore.
Yeah, I don't anymore. She says, we never used to go in the basement.
Did she understand what a microwave was?
She said, because it wasn't safe. And even back then, Georgetown or Glover Park wasn't what Glover Park was. She said it was dangerous to go in the basements by yourself. And at one point, only women lived in that building. It was like this whole creepy story. Mm. And I said, did anything ever happen? She goes, I don't think so, but I just know we never went in the basement alone. Like, we always went in pairs. I was like, oh, not
really?
So good.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
you go. See, something might have happened down
but
there.
But it was nice to see her perspective on the new building through her eyes, and she would tell me everything about the building. It was really cool.
Do you bet that eventually a real estate agent is going to start showing the apartment, right? When you talk to the real estate agent, they will say, well, no one's lived in that apartment for years. Donald was never there.
Hand was still on the door.
A round of applause for Donald.
Best wishes for the
safe home.
Next chapter.
And, you know, you should go visit him. And, you know, we should all. Can we all go visit
him?
We
should
go
see him.
That'd be great.
Absolutely hammered.
I would love to do that.
And just a last note, somebody wrote me, said, well, how far is he moving? And I wrote back, is heaven far?
Oh, boy.
Heaven's just a kiss away. There we go. Now, without further ado, it's time for a news update. Time for a news update.
Oh,
it's the Iowa Political Report with Rob Spiewak. The Iowa Political Report, and now here's Rob.
Can you hear me?
Rob, are you there?
Yes, Mike?
Yes.
This just in, recent polling results have Steve Soboroff, Captain Steve, in second place in the race for town council.
Ooh. This has been an Iowa Political Report. An Iowa Political Report. Thank you very much, Rob. We will take a break. When we come back, it's your audio vault on the Mike O'Mara Show. Thank you.
A nail biter.
Gentlemen!
Now calm yourself. We have census tickets, madam. How old are you?
What address is this? 102.
You don't look a day over 80.
Young man, I'm 29.
Oh, yeah?
Well, how do I look?
Oh, you look like a million.
Ah, she can't be that old. 43.
50.
43!
50! 43! 50! Sold American! There's a boat lease for Bulgaria at 6 o'clock and you're gonna be on it.
Bulgaria! Bulgaria!
Vivo Bulgaria!
Bulgaria! Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault brought to you by M.C. Ginsburg. M.C. Ginsburg is jewelry of all kinds. Any work you can create, they've got it. If you've got it in your brain, they've got it on their little workbench over there.
That's right.
At their fabulous jewelry magical headquarters. This year, give your gift, make it a truly unique gift.
Yeah.
M.C. Ginsburg builds your imagination. If you need an object to dream it up, turn to M.C. Ginsburg, mcginsburg.com, or click their ad on our website. Let's get right to the audio vault. We've got plenty of time for it today, Rob Spiewak.
Tell you what, before we start, happy birthday to my old man.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
How about you, Bob?
W. Spiewak, 60 today.
Bob Spiewak.
And still the same guy that I always know. And I wrote it on Facebook, but I'll say it. Very few people in their life get to meet as great a guy as my dad is.
That's right.
I'm lucky enough to have him for a father.
That's good stuff.
Happy birthday, Pop.
Mr. Spiewak, a pleasure. And you're very, very kind and a big supporter of this show. And we appreciate it.
How's your sump pump?
The sump pump's
that
great.
That he fixed.
That's right. He reached down there with his incredible spider-like arms and was able to fix my sump pump.
And my reveal, the reason I was playing show tunes yesterday from West Side Story, is my present to my father. I can reveal this. I've not spoken to my dad yet, but he won't hear this.
It's a very, very interesting present.
Until tonight. Next Wednesday, one night only on 100 screens across America, a big screen showing of West Side Story.
Yeah.
My father's second favorite musical of all time.
Oh, my God, gay.
Next to only Singing in the Rain.
I am a gay American.
And so, a pair of tickets, the Spiewak boys are going to go see a show.
I am not gay!
And here's a new interesting development next Wednesday. We'll be joined by RJ Diaz.
Oh. Isn't it Jesus cool? Christ. Isn't it... Is there anything with a seat in a theater or a stadium you don't suckle onto, for God's sake?
It's my favorite musical.
Okay. All right.
What's going on?
Enjoy yourself.
Isn't it great that Rob splurged?
Yeah. It's
you really want to make it special, you'll invite Buzz Babe Lynn.
It would be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Speaking of popcorn trick, I got to go
out
and
meet her. How much the whole evening going to set you back?
They were, I think, $25 the tickets.
Okay.
With the convenience fee, which I don't find.
Will that be the whole evening, or will you take him out to dinner or anything?
If he wants to eat, he'll let him eat. But here's the deal about my dad.
Popcorn.
And anyone?
Rob Spiewak is the absolute guru of the cost-effective gift.
That, Mike, that is such utter bullshit.
Oh, dear.
So you can go f*** yourself.
Oh, dear.
F8, Rob. F8.
Rob, here's the deal with my dad, and
Rob,
this is the honest-to-God truth.
Wait. Let me make you say, after that attack, I have to defend myself.
Yes, please, because I wasn't defending anything.
I have to defend myself here. Now, when you talk about your gifts, isn't it true that you, don't you dance around like gifts in your personal life with your wife? Aren't there holidays where you don't give each other
gifts?
Don't
acknowledge them.
There are occasionally, but the thing is, I always end up doing it anyway.
Right.
And sometimes she usually sticks to let's not swap gifts.
Uh-huh. Right.
I'm still waiting on something for our anniversary.
But I was giving you a compliment.
Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Ooh. That's bullshit.
No, it's not.
That is.
The ring I had her build at Ginsburg.
Really?
Yeah, that was her anniversary gift.
All right, write down the
he
cost
got
of
for
that.
A steal, though.
Right,
I'm sure he got a good price, but still. I mean,
okay. Oh. Yeah.
And all you know right. what I got?
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Does she buy you nice gifts?
Sometimes.
All right.
Not this time.
Okay.
But the thing about my dad is this. My father is like
he's gotten all heavy on me, and I don't know how to handle it right now.
No.
Sometimes he reacts, and I didn't even expect that reaction.
Because
you know?
Here's the deal, is that my dad, if he wants something, he buys it yesterday. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to find something for my dad that he wants that he hasn't already purchased.
It's the same excuse he used to use for me.
Is it?
Well, you had money then.
That's true.
That's right. Now bring it on. Christmas just around the corner. Let's have a big one.
And it's a great one.
And I'm not the one that started it. He's the one that started it.
You're practical.
Practically what?
No, I said you're practical.
You're frugal.
Get to the bottom. Not really. I'm not. I'm a spendthrift. I'm more likely to spend money on me than anyone else.
Yes, that's my point. You're frugal with everybody else. You'll spend a fortune on your stuff, but you won't. You're frugal with other people.
No, I do love to spend money. I love to buy gifts for people.
And Oscar was making a reference to the fact that you're taking your dad out for the West Side Story thing. And
right,
that's
a movie.
That's nice.
But this is the thing, is that this is something I have finally found something he likes that he wouldn't have bought for himself.
That's exactly. And that's it.
I think he told me.
You're good at that.
The very
There's
favorite
a compliment.
Gift,
you're good at that.
Thank you,
thoughtful.
Mike.
As long as it's under $25.
Actually, the very favorite gift he's gotten in years came from me, and it was free.
Well, really?
I got him Strined. He thought it was the greatest thing in the world.
The Strined cartoon?
Yeah, because he would never think to do it himself.
Got
he
that,
loved it.
Got
so
that
it's,
free.
He's a hard
and
guy that, to shop for.
And isn't really... Isn't that what gift giving is all about?
It is.
Isn't gift giving just finding something?
It truly is.
Well, you know, if you are the person that has everything and they get stuff for yourself, that's true. But Rob, I was just making a little joke here. I was being lighthearted.
If the tickets had been expensive, I would have done it anyway.
Okay.
Because it was a perfect gift.
Is RJ? Are you paying for RJ's ticket?
No.
Heavens, no.
Of course not.
F no.
And I wouldn't expect that either.
You know, it wouldn't kill you, RJ.
I agree
to kick
with
in.
Oscar. You're practical.
Okay. What was that, Rob?
And you know what? You're kind of practical too.
Hey, I'm generous.
That's right.
You are generous.
I just said you were practical. It's a compliment. Oscar told me it was a compliment.
No, you're a cheap I'm generous as hell. You're the cheapest guy in the room. If you want to really get into it, you get as far as gifts and stuff like that, you add them up over the years, you cheap motherfucker.
Wow.
I will tell you, you have You are totally cheap. If you want to go, if you want to put me in that league,
no.
I am very generous.
No. I just said you were practical, which is a compliment.
I'm not practical.
Okay, then neither am I.
I'm totally impractical, but I'm not cheap.
Now you know why we were late posting the show today. We had to do some editing.
I'm not cheap.
I hate it when mom and dad fight.
I've gotten you. Well, he's the one. He used the F word with me first.
I never said you were cheap.
He told me to F myself.
Yeah, because you
did. And then you indicated I was cheap with my dad.
You are cheap with your dad.
It's a $25 ticket, and the last thing you got with him was free.
That's right. It was his favorite thing.
I mean, when you go and you watch that movie, Catch Me If You Can, Leonardo DiCaprio buys his dad a Cadillac. Yes, he steals the money, but he buys his dad a Cadillac.
My father likes foreign cars.
That's true.
How about this?
I wish I could buy my dad a Cadillac.
Oh, no, it's not about that.
I wish I could. Oh, God.
I'd buy him whatever he wanted.
What?
Okay. I'm saying that Mike is certainly not cheap. He's probably
the most generous.
Well, when you said practical, you were insinuating in your passive aggressive way.
I was just saying when he said I was practical and trying to veil it as a compliment, and I don't buy that, I was throwing a compliment back to let you know a compliment.
He was not veiling it as a compliment. He was busting your balls by calling you practical.
And then he said it's a compliment. He said it was a compliment.
Yeah, because I said, look, there are times that I wish I was practical.
Okay.
So at the end of the day, scoreboard, you have more savings than anybody else.
No, I don't.
Well, mostly.
No, I don't.
Well, in ratio. Perspective.
Yes. Well, maybe in ratio.
Yes, exactly.
Ratio.
Yeah.
Is this, have I discovered a nerve? Do you not like people to call you Frida?
No, I don't care.
Because you are, when it comes to yourself,
you care.
I know you,
now, how
I know
about
you,
this?
You buy
frugal,
things. Cares.
Frugal is not an insult like not being generous is.
Right.
Okay, and I think they're different. I think frugality and generosity are mutually exclusive.
And listen, there's the elephant in the room that I have to share, that I think for a long, long period of time, I have been well compensated for what I've done. And that is the truth. And Rob has not been well compensated.
Oh, yes. That's very true.
And Rob has not. And so that's...
It doesn't
enter
into it.
But that does to a certain extent. And I know that that's the reality of it, too. But just to say, you appreciate... I'm going to be as nice as I can.
Please.
You appreciate a bargain as much as anybody in this room.
Oh, it comes with the blood, Mike.
It's true. It's in his family.
It really is. And I will
say
this.
So was it your dad? Is that what it was? You know what? Rob is very
proud
about.
I was proud of this gift, okay?
Okay. All right.
It's something he wanted that he
wouldn't
remember. Robert Osborne, the Flaming Queen on Turner Classic Movies, one time hit on my father in a diner. So this is a very special gift.
Your father is very good looking.
I did not know that.
Yes. And you know what?
Yes.
To call you anything besides generous would be a bloody lie.
Thank you.
Always been generous.
Thank you. We'll end that, and I apologize for upsetting you
and
about
I apologize
your dad.
For the editing.
I love you, Rob, and I love your father, and your father is a very big fan of this show and a good friend of this show. Go have a good time, but there's really no need to take RJ.
Well, I didn't say we were going to sit with him.
Rob is generous with his time, though. That's what you truly are. Your time and no, what you did. I can't believe I didn't even think about this. What you did with the records for my family. Mm-hmm. That is, I mean, that.
You know what?
Itself.
That's what he
does.
You know what? Hell, hold on. You know what? Absolutely. And there is a Brit. Now
that
see,
is priceless.
You started it. And now
that
you
is,
bring it full
that
circle.
Is priceless.
You
ended
it. Rob, that
and that's
is true.
It's a lovely comment, Oscar, but it's not funny.
No, but hold on just a second. I have to second. You know what? I would not have thought of that. And I give Oscar Santana credit on that.
Thank you, Oscar.
Because, Rob, you have done things for me over the years with your time, putting music compilations, putting Buddy Rich things together, putting DVDs together for me, that you
Stuff
are
for me
absolutely
as well.
Generous with your time. So, I, as far as frugality, not with your time.
Thank you.
Let's move on.
I feel somehow so, I don't know, contradicted.
No.
Thank you. With
you
a question mark?
Torn.
Yes, I am torn.
No, you know,
like
I'm
an old sweater.
You know, I have been seriously giving a lot of thought to myself and how much I enjoy all of you on this show. And you know what? One of the things I am going to try to do, not before the end of the year, but after the first year,
next
I'm
year.
Really
effective January 8th.
January 8th, I'm going to really try to be nicer.
Good.
I'm going to I'm really trying to be.
I want everyone to tune in really? After January 8th to see Mike being generous with his kindness.
Have a great time with your father.
Yeah, okay. Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday, Bob Spiewak.
And if anyone enjoyed that last segment more than him, oh, I doubt it.
I RJ, and you more than anybody else, I swear to God, I've thought about it.
Can I look forward to that day?
No, I just get, when you're in the same room with the same guys every day, it's inevitable you're going to get testy.
Yes. Yeah.
But RJ, you especially, I'm going to try. I'm going to really, really try.
That's sweet of you.
I'll try, by God.
I just, no, because.
Did you get visited by three ghosts last
no.
night?
No.
Yeah, one of them was Donald.
F you. All right, let's play one clip and then we got to move on.
Okay, actually, it's a two-part clip.
All right, two-part clip. There
we go. This is in Canada. A TV station is hosting a huge, you know those lotteries or drawings that like hospitals do where you buy a ticket that's very expensive, like a $250 raffle ticket.
Got it.
And the prize is huge.
Right.
It's like a car or something. In this, it's a $2 million giveaway.
Oh, wow.
Okay, you have your choice of like a $2 million in cash, a $2.5 million house. And because it's such a big deal, this Canadian TV station is hosting the drawing live on TV. And something happens that no one ever expected would happen. This is live on Canadian television.
Barry Delaney of Port Moody, BC.
That's the winner.
Congratulations. Congratulations, Barry. We're going to give you a call right now. Mm-hmm. And Soph and Squire, I'll throw it back to you guys.
Barry Delaney, not Barry DeLay.
No. Actually, and let's just take one more look. I think it's Barry Delly, I think. Delly?
Barry Delly.
Delly.
Yeah.
Get the name right.
Well, that's even closer. How's it spelled?
D-E-L-E-Y.
That's Barry.
No, it's not.
What you should know is
what's going on?
The sports anchor for this Canadian network is Barry Delly.
He just won.
The sports anchor for the television station
won their prize.
Won the $2 million prize.
And they don't know who that is?
Well, the hospital people are just announcing the name. It's a live cutaway.
So nightmarish as far as the TV station is concerned.
Yeah, and it continues.
Where does the person live?
Port Moody.
Barry Delly lives in Port Moody.
We'll look into it. We're going to call now.
Hold it a second. What did he win? Give me the phone.
Okay.
Wow.
So they call the sports anchor.
This is great.
Live on television. They call the guy. This is the morning show. He does the evening show. So he's not even watching. He doesn't know that he's won.
And here's the deal. The perception is this is a guy that no more needs a $2 million house than anybody. He's the sports guy.
I'm on the air. They just drew a name, Barry DeLay, for that house lottery in Port Moody. I'm not kidding. You
Transfer
dreamt
to
about this?
We got to get him
hold
up
it,
there.
Hold it, hold it. Barry, hold it.
Don't we they have the capability to get
okay,
on it now?
Barry,
are you there?
Barry. I'm here.
Okay, show us the ticket. Are you looking at the TV?
You know what? I'm buying groceries at Superstore.
Okay, hold it a second. Show us the ticket again.
You know people are going to think this is kind of fishy, don't you?
Sorry, Canadian, don't you?
Wow. You just got groceies and a $2 million. What did he win?
He's going to retire now.
I don't know. He won a $2 million house or something.
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious. Okay.
I think it was two.
Who's the woman? Because the woman is so clueless.
Yeah.
He won a $2 million house or something.
Female anchor for a morning show.
Oh, okay.
Wait, okay. $5 million fee, is that what you said?
Oh, it's gone up.
Yeah. Okay, it's in a...
We invested it for you.
It's an estate in Langley worth $2.5 million or $2 million in cash.
Or how much in cash?
$2
million.
Wow.
Now, here, there is a nice postscript.
Awkward.
Postscript to the story. Turns out the reason he bought the hospital raffle ticket... Mm-hmm. His daughter is a leukemia survivor.
Oh, that's great.
And he bought it to support the hospital.
Yeah.
And so the guy actually, you know,
benefited
from the hospital.
He clearly wasn't thinking about, like, I'm going to win this.
No,
right.
He bought it to support the hospital.
Right.
And it remains to be seen whether he's going to take the cash, whether he's going to take the house, or do what you really should do, which is give it back to the hospital.
All right, got time for one more,
Rob. Okay, I'm going to close with this. This is an actual commercial from Texas. And, you know, Buzz always says, thank you, Florida.
Yes.
For this, I'll say, thank you, Texas.
All right.
Keller's Riverside Store, Mike. It looks like a general store.
Okay.
And what they do is they are in Riverside,
mm-hmm.
and they're hosting a class, and they ran this radio advertisement.
Hello, friends and neighbors in Mason and surrounding counties.
Stay with
Attention.
It for a moment,
please. Be a victor, not a victim. We will be having a beginner's concealed handgun class this coming Wednesday, October 26th, at Keller's Riverside Store on the beautiful Llano River. Classes start at 8:30 a.m. This is an all-day event. We will attempt to teach you all the necessary information you need to obtain your CHL, and hopefully when you can use your weapon to defend yourself if the need arises.
Now, already it's lightly entertaining because you'd never hear that around here.
It's just like, hey, it's going to be a beautiful day down by the river, and we'll teach you how to carry a gun and hide it.
I invite you to stay with it.
We also will give you your handgun proficiency test as needed to get your license. The cost for the course is $100. We accept cash, check, credit cards, gold and silver, and used guns. For information or to sign up, call Crockett Keller, 325-347-0055. If you are a socialist liberal and or voted for the current campaigner-in-chief, please do not take this class. You have already proven that you cannot make a knowledgeable and prudent decision as required under the law. Also, if you are a non-Christian Arab or Muslim, I will not teach you the class. Once again, with no shame, I am Crockett Keller, 325-347-0055. Thank you, and God bless America.
Thank you, Mike. That is your magic audio.
No Muslims. Oh, my God. It takes all kinds. No Muslims.
Does it?
Crockett Keller. I actually looked that guy up on the internet, and he looks exactly like he sounds.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
We'll take a break. Come back with news and buzz right after this.
Hey, fellas, stop the car. Stop the car. What's the matter? Something's the matter with the radio. It's going crazy with the heat.
You're crazy with your inventions. What's the name of this thing?
Don't chop the wood, mother. Father's coming home with a load.
No! Remind me to chop his head off. Oh. Boy, this business is tougher to get into than I figured.
Don't worry. A bad beginning is a good ending.
Certainly. If at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. We're gonna brainwash you on it, Oscar.
Yeah, you're gonna like it.
Okay. We're gonna play it until you love it.
Keep on sucking till you do succeed.
It is time for Buzz's news. Yeah. All the news of the day. Take it away, Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by
Encore
Insurance Services LLC. Even if you already have life insurance, you might be paying too much.
Encore
may be able to help. For a free quote, visit SmartTerm.com. Or call 866-347-5748. They'll compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer information at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services, official sponsor of the TMOS Iowa Road Trip.
Yeah.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture says nearly 15% of our citizens now rely on food stamps. That's more than one in seven of us. That's also nearly 46 million people. Food stamp use is already up more than 8% this year.
I hate food stamps, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
When I worked Safeway in college, we were in a bad neighborhood. Cashier. Now, up here, it was like the Cadillac neighborhood. I never had to deal with food stamps in the D.C. area, but we had homeless people. And food stamps are only valid if you see them being ripped out of their book.
Yes.
If it's a 5, a 10, I think there was also a $20 food stamp.
Right.
But the singles that you needed to make change were like dollar bills. Homeless people would keep them in their shoe. And I've been handed dollar food stamps that were wet to the touch and smelled like feet.
Or worse.
What do you do with them? Do you put them underneath the drawer?
I tried to put them in someone else's drawer. And what they would do is the cheapest thing in a grocery store oftentimes is a single onion. If it's sold by weight, a small onion. Now, once you get below a dollar, you actually give change.
Okay.
Okay, now you can't use food stamps to buy alcohol.
Right.
But you get the same homeless guy coming through, and he would buy about 15 single onions and get like 80 cents back every time.
Wow.
And then come through and then buy a 12-pack.
People trying to get by.
It was mathematical at the top of the month, you'd see it.
The point of this story is it's not just for homeless people anymore. More and more Americans are making ends meet this way.
Well, keep them clean and keep them out of your shoe.
Incidentally, for that last story, compassion, thy name is Speewish.
Oh, yeah, always. Yeah,
well, they never ate the onions. That's what pissed me off.
Sure, it's wasting food.
I think food stamps is like a debit card now, right?
I think that's how it works. Yeah, I think so. They don't do the coupons anymore.
Wow. Is Bank of America charging a fee?
No. I apologize.
They're easier to wipe off when you take it out of your shoe.
Rinse it.
10,000 people marched for economic equality in Oakland, California yesterday. Half of them marched on the port, the fifth largest port in America, and shut it down. It was America's first general strike since 1946.
Wow.
And there were sympathy marches yesterday in L.A., Philly, New York, and Boston. In Oakland, nearly a fifth of the city's teachers took the day off to join the protest.
Hey, where did Ronick go?
I think he's hosting our guests.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right.
He's here to meet Buzz Babe Lynn, who'll be here for our bonus show this
week.
Ah,
very good. Yeah, that's right.
Should
okay.
be a good one. Congress hasn't passed any kind of jobs bill. Oh, we're getting to the commentary part of the news, by the way. Congress still hasn't passed any kind of a jobs bill, but by God, they've voted about God. The Republican-controlled House yesterday voted to reaffirm "In God We Trust" as the official motto of the United States. So they're doing stuff up there on Capitol Hill. This sets the stage, of course, for the big mom and apple pie vote later this month. "In God We Trust" has been the country's official motto since the founding of the U.S. back in 1956. Republicans in Wisconsin, meanwhile, have voted to bring back abstinence-only sex education, despite evidence it doesn't work. Abstinence-only curriculum was vanquished by Democrats when they were in power in Wisconsin, but there's clearly a new sheriff in town. Thankfully, the kids still have Google.
Whatever side you're on this, this is the kind of crap that politicians adore. Mm-hmm. They love voting
sure.
on it. They love debating it. And this is the kind of crap we don't have time for anymore.
Right.
We don't have time for this.
This is not jobs.
Yeah, we don't. We are in such dire straits right now. We got to fix our economy and all this before we get back to, hey, the great stuff that's easy to make.
The house is
about.
On fire and they're dusting.
Right.
Exactly. And of course, up next in Wisconsin, ending the 40-hour work week and repealing the vote for women. Republican presidential frontrunner Herman Cain.
Now, when you say ending the 40-hour work week,
yeah.
they're talking about expanding it.
Yeah.
Correct?
Well, no. I'm actually being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
We're busy turning back the clock
okay,
in Wisconsin
all right.
on all kinds of fronts.
Because actually there has been legislation introduced in different legislatures to expand the work week and also to shorten it,
right.
like they have in Europe.
Right.
I like our work week of 5 hours.
It's terrific.
Not counting the commute.
It's great.
Hey, you get what you pay for. Republican presidential frontrunner Herman Cain has gone on the offensive after being accused of sexual harassment. Cain's going after the man he believes is behind the airing of these accusations, and that would be your former front runner, Rick Perry. Quoting Cain, "We've been able to trace it back to the Perry campaign," which he says has direct ties to the website that broke the story, Politico. Cain's chief of staff is demanding an apology from Perry. He says the Perry camp has done a despicable thing here. Cain, meanwhile, calls the sexual harassment allegations absolutely ridiculous. And by the way, the Democrats are perhaps involved or being involved in this because the Cain campaign is now saying that it was Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff to President Obama, who actually tipped off the Perry campaign to get in touch with Politico.
All right.
Wow.
To me, this is a very simple question.
Right.
He is saying there is no truth to this, that it's not valid, that these are ridiculous. But he has a settlement.
Yeah.
A woman was paid.
Right, right to shut
right.
up.
Right. So he's done now, in my opinion.
I would think so.
If they are able to produce, this is what he did. Mm-hmm. You know, he said he'd like you to see his Johnson or whatever the hell he said. And the fact is, he said that these are baseless. Well, they're not. You've lied. You're done.
Maybe,
yeah. Period.
Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, as early as next week, certainly we'll have some new poll figures on Herman Cain, and we'll see how, if at all, this has affected him. He, at last check, still the front runner.
No doubt that we've all heard this. Do you want to hear again him getting pissy with the reporters in Alexandria yesterday?
The atmosphere has gotten real chilly, and all I did was show her my willy.
Nice.
Thank you.
Do you want to hear the tape?
Sure.
Okay. Mr. Cain, will you release these women from this confidentiality agreement?
Let me say one thing. I'm here with these doctors, and that's what I'm going to talk about. So don't even bother asking me all of these other questions that you all are curious about, okay? Don't even bother.
It's a good question, though, about this confidentiality.
The fact that these women do want to... What did I say? Excuse me.
Stand back.
Excuse me.
Stand back, please. Stand back.
Stand back.
Stand back.
Do you elect?
Excuse me.
Do you elect to give or receive?
He did sound a little yes. Yeah. Your manicurist is trying to kill you.
Oh!
A new analysis of barber shops and nail salons here in Virginia shows an unnecessary risk of hepatitis B and Hep C.
Ew!
The study says instruments are not being fully cleaned and disinfected.
Hey, don't forget your instruments.
Not according to the regulations, anyway. The doctor behind the study says we need to keep a closer watch on this.
Man, and the thing is, you go into those places and you don't really know what's going on because you don't hear your own language.
That's right.
What? I mean, you seriously, there was a Seinfeld episode about it.
When
you walk in and they'll go,
it's true.
I went to Carlos' place and got a pedicure.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic activity.
Right.
I really enjoyed myself.
Love it.
But I can't. I love it, Rob. I love the way it feels. Like they give you a little foot rub and they cut your finger, your toenails, and stuff. But you still
they
feel
shave
like
down your heel.
You feel like such an old queen.
Yes,
it's like a chick thing.
You should. Yeah.
You know
it's
what?
It's a chick thing.
Yes,
I'm not doing it again.
Relish the feeling.
Embrace it.
What is the Vietnamese phrase for put the comb in the blue water?
And finally, it does not get more heartland than Indiana. And a new study out of Indiana University says men are okay with their lady using an electric-powered love toy.
Sure.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
Survey says 70%. 70%. No, it says 70% of men are not at all intimidated by either its size or its stamina.
Not me. I'm not.
The researchers clearly, however, did not speak with 53-year-old Jeffrey Bowers of Bonita Springs, thank you, Florida.
Oh, hey, that's right down near where I live.
When
really?
When Jeffrey's girlfriend whipped out her vibrator, it woke him from a sound sleep, which made him very, very unhappy.
Oh, dear.
He's now facing, and here comes the irony, battery charges. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Our show is brought to you by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. This, folks, is the best way you can help us. And I love getting your Facebook messages when you say, hey, I did a bunch of shopping on Amazon and I went through your page. Yes. That helps us enormously.
Thank you.
Please, if you're going to do some online shopping at Amazon, go through MikeOMaraShow.com. We would certainly appreciate it. You're saving money and you're supporting the show. Mm-hmm. Shop MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Happy birthday to Bob Spiewak.
Yeah. Thank you for all your kind words, everybody.
That was a good fight. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Bye-bye.
How about you, Bob?
We have looted them.
Yeah, we got away, too.
Quiet.
Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
Get over there.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting. Use Gritto, radio friends. The soap that gives your hands that dishpan look. How will the old man know you've been working if your hands don't have that dishpan look? Put a box of Gritto in a glass of water, then listen to it fizz. Dopes. And now Gritto's own story of Sandra Sandpile, and here's mud in your eyes.
Roses are red, and how do you do? Drink four of these and whoop.